The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in their home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerable amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
In radio land. God bless to all my father's children, for as far as my voice can be heard, once again here on another Lord's Day. Call a friend, call a neighbor, tell them that the radio's on right now. Get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write down the prayer line, write down the mailing address. You that have trouble with bad luck, you that have that sickness in your body, whether it's natural or unnatural, yes, you that want that loved one right there back at home, that one has gone astray, you're wondering how to rebuild your life and your home with peace and joy.
I need thee.
Some say, Reb, right now I'm dealing with evildoers throwing stumbling blocks and sitting back and watching. Some are dealing with unnatural things like that witchcraft, that voodoo. Some say, well, Rev, I have a court case that's pending, and it seems unwinnable. Get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write that mailing address down. Those of you that are calling, the telephone number, my friends, is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. You know, I've had herbal teas and remedies for those of you who have that heart condition. those of you that wanted to lose weight. Some right now have trouble growing hair. Some of you have that nature, my friends, that's on vacation. Some say, well, have I got that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, getting up in the evening trying to make it to the restroom, holding on to the dressers and the doorknobs. Friends, telephone number 404-212-2444. Again, that's 404, area code 404-212-2444. And I'll be here at the prayer line all throughout the day asking you, and especially you, my friends, not to give up. Just that faith, my friends, can bring you through, whether you know it or not. That faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, friends, some say, well, right now, if they didn't have bad luck, they wouldn't have no luck at all. Seems like mosquitoes won't even bite you. I'll be here right here today, my friends, asking you not to give up, praying with you that are trying to overcome. Write that telephone number down, friends. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. I'll be here throughout the day. Those of you that are writing, my friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. And I know, my friend, that you too can come through. That situation, my friends, can be turned around. Some say, well, Rev, they've tried other situations on losing weight. They've tried. Oh, my friends, we put these teas together for many a moon, my friends, many a years. Well, you know, in the days of old, my friends, there used to be someone on the farm that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it, so he can make it in the fields the next morning without that pain. Yes, my friends, that swelling, that arthritis, yes, friends. Again, telephone number 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. And I know, friends, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Again, write it down, friends. That's 404-212-2444. Oh, my God. Now, again, let me give you that mailing address. Those of you that are writing, whatever donation you send it from your heart. Put that prayer request down so we can lay it on the altar. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia 30321. Oh, my God. Right now, we're going to ask that you join us just for a minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, my friends, but let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. Lay your hand on your radio, my friends. Join us. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. Every night when we lay down my friends. I'm asking you, friends, not to give up. I'm asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For if you have just the faith, God will be there to extol the will that you have in your heart, my friends. All you need is that faith. The Lord will sit there, my friends, while you're in the flood. God will be with you, my friends, when the heat is too hot for you to handle. There's a way, my friends, to turn situations around, and all you need, my friends, is just that faith. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, my God. And I ask you not to give up. No matter what you're going through, no matter how long you've been troubled, there's a way being made out of no way, friends, for many of God's people that had just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, friends. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, my friends, just dial us right back. Oh, good God. Now, friends, those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. Oh, my God. Yes, friends, over these holidays that are coming through, we're asking that you, my friends, keep that prayer with you. Back in the days, we always kept a Bible in the back of, or the front of the car. Nowadays, some of us don't have that back window like we used to have in days of old. But there's a way to keep that prayer with you, my friends, with just that faith. This is Reverend Gregory. Again, that mailing address, my friends, is Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. The book of Genesis to Revelations is real, and if you have that faith, you too can come through. Again, my friends, whether you have a sickness that's natural or unnatural, whether you have a problem with no peace in your home or no success on that job, I'll be here asking you, friends, not to give up. Some are dealing with evildoers, my friends, with that witchcraft and more. And you're saying to yourself, you're wondering what to do to just stop it, so you don't have to go through it. Oh, my God, to cease and desist. Oh, good God. Our time is going mighty fast on this long day here on another Lord's Day. And we're asking you, my friends, not to give up and to pray over everything that you do. Whether a court case pending, whether you have enemies around you, whether you have a sickness in your body and you've been back and forth to the doctor and your medicine cabinet is full of pills and you still have the same ailment. Oh, my God. Write that telephone number down, friends. Write it down. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, you just dial me right back. And I'm asking that you keep that prayer with you throughout the day. Some just work Lord's Prayer, Psalms 23. Some works 27. Some people keep up with Psalms 121. Oh, good God. My friends, prayer is the key. But prayer without works is dead. Oh, good God. Our time is drawing down, friends. For further information, I'll be here at the prayer line all throughout the day. That telephone number, my friends, is 404-212-2444. May God bless you. Keep you till we meet again. You pray with us, and we'll be praying with you.
Charles, 100.1.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we give you praise and honor, for truly this is the day that you have made. And yes, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. For God, you are so great. And yes, you're greatly to be praised. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, we thank you for keeping us from dangers seen and from dangers unseen. Lord, we thank you for life, health, and strength. God, we thank you for all that you are doing in our lives and what you are about to do in our lives. Lord, we thank you for opening doors that no man can close. God, we thank you for filling us with your revelation, your knowledge, and your wisdom, oh God. God, we give you all the glory and honor, which is due your precious name. Now, God, we just continue to invite your presence on this radio station, oh God. Just have thine own way as we submit our will unto yours, oh God. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn to 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter and the 30th verse. This 1 Samuel, 17th chapter and the 30th verse. And I will be reading from the King James Version and also the Amplified. But first we're going to go to the King James Version. And it says, "And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. And the people answered him again, after the former manner." In the Amplified Version, it says, "Then David turned away from Eliab to someone else and asked the same question." May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is turn away. Turn and just walk away. Turn and walk away from the distractions, from the noise, from what is going on that does not concern you. Just turn and walk away from it all. You see, in 1 Samuel 17 and 30, we see that David just got through fighting and winning the battle over Goliath. And so David asks, what reward awaits the man who defeats Goliath? But despite his brother's harsh scolding, David turns to another soldier and repeats his question to ensure that he understood the promise. He wanted to know he didn't miss anything, revealing his bold determination to fight the giant. He wanted to know what was the gain, what was he going to gain for winning the battle. So we're going to look at this verse. And we're going to see how at times you have to ignore distractions. You see, after his older brother Eliab accused him of pride and naughtiness, David did not let the insult stop him from his task. He simply turned away and he asked someone else. And that's what happened with us today. Things that we do for God in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, people think that we are filled with pride and haughtiness. No, we know who we are and we know who we represent. And you're going to carry yourself a certain way. You're not going to be engaged in things that are not of God. Come on here, somebody. You see, David recognized that engaging in a family squabble will only drain his energy and delay his mission. People of God, when you put all of your energy into negative things, it just drains you spiritually as well as naturally. But by refusing to let others' perceptions and the petty criticisms define his worth, he remained focused on what he did. He remained focused on how, through God's help, he defeated the giant. You see, this ability to filter out negative noise is very essential for anyone pursuing a significant goal. If you have a vision and if you're working towards a goal, you have to cancel out the negative noise, cancel out the distractions, because it is only there to get you off course. It is only there to deter you from missing what God has for you. And it's oftentimes, the closest people to us may be the first to doubt our intentions. It could be the ones that's working close to you. Mm-hmm. But progress requires the discipline to look past the discouragement and keep moving toward the objective. And here's another thing, confirming the promise. That's how David was doing. David heard the rumor of King Saul's rewards. It was wealth, marriage to the king's daughter, and exemption from taxes for his family. But he was only double checking it. He didn't rely on hearsay, or he didn't act on impulse. Instead, he sought verification from those around him to ensure the commitment was firm. He just wanted to make sure what he heard was solid. You see, this demonstrated his wisdom. Before risking his life, he wanted to understand the full weight of the covenant he was entering. It reflects a crucial leadership trait. You see, the discipline to verify information and count the cost before taking a leap of faith, ensuring that the mission is grounded in truth rather than just excitement. Mm-hmm. Your motives have to be right before you step into the next assignment. What am I doing it for? Who am I doing it for? Who will get the glory out of this? Huh? Come on here, somebody. Everything you do for Christ should bring glory to your life, and it should represent Christ. And another key takeaway is faith versus human ambition. So while it shows his human ambition, it also emphasizes David's intense focus on defending God's honor. You see, he was determined to remove the reproach from Israel by defeating an enemy that was defying God's honor. You see, sometimes you got to put the devil a flight, especially when they're talking about the man or woman of God, which is in leadership. Mm-hmm. Even your ministry, you got to let the devil know, hey, devil, I see you, but I'm going to let God handle you because I know what I have to do in order for God for to do what he has to do. Come on here, somebody. You see, he wasn't just seeking a reward. He wasn't just seeking to be uplifted. He wasn't seeking all of the yays and everything. But he was deeply grieved by the public mockery of his faith. You see, his ambition was not rooted in self-exaltation. No, it wasn't. But in the conviction that the living God should not be insulted without a response. Huh? You did your shot. Come on here, somebody. So by aligning his desire for success with the defense of his community's spiritual integrity, David transformed a moment of national crisis into a platform for divine glory. Good God Almighty. He transformed it for divine glory. Turn and walk away. He didn't allow that to hinder him. He didn't allow it to stop him. He turned and walked away. You see, the enemy uses offenses and insults to get you upset and to try to prove to people that who you are, or try to pay them back. They try to hold you in a certain position. You see, you end up wasting valuable time and energy fighting a battle that doesn't matter. If that battle is not between you and your destiny, don't you engage in it. You see, Goliath stood between David and his purpose. And David fought that battle. And then a few days earlier, David's older brother, Eliab, belittled David in front of the other soldiers. But David turned away. You see, David wasn't doing anything for pride. And he wasn't uplifting himself. He did it in God's honor. He was letting the people know, look here, I serve a big and powerful God. Your life should represent Christ. The things you go through, the testimonies you have, should give glory to God, not glory to man. Everything God does for me, every time God opened my eyes, every time God make a way out of no way, I'm giving God the glory. Huh? You did a little shot. But I want you to listen. Had he gotten distracted by the offense and tried to set his brother in the right direction, trying to argue back with him, he would have missed fighting Goliath. People, sometimes you just got to let people talk what they don't know about you. And it's this song here. I love the words of it. Sometimes you got to celebrate yourself. You already know that God celebrates you. He celebrates you because of the work you're doing for him and then unto him. Because you recognize you're not doing this for no fame, no fortune. You don't have no alternative motive. You're doing it to prove to other folks, I serve a big God. I serve a powerful God. I serve a faithful God. Ah, you're the old shot. I love God with all my heart, mind, and soul. Hallelujah. My God. You see, the mark of a champion is knowing what battles to fight. Come on here, somebody. And what battles to walk away from. So listen, are you fighting battles that don't even matter? Or are you just trying to prove to people who you are? To set them straight about you? But if you win, what have you accomplished? Are you closer to your destiny? Or was it a distraction? You see, the enemy was seeing a distraction, making it appear to be of God. Oh, come on here, somebody. That's why you have to ask God for spiritual discernment. You can't go on your fleshly desires. You cannot walk this walk on your emotionalism. Huh? You did your shot up. Some things, when it's said to you that are negative, you got to rebuke that thing. Rebuke it and cast it down. And people of God, when you learn to walk away from what doesn't matter, you will have the strength, the favor, and the anointing to defeat what does matter. Come on here, somebody. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are the Most High God and you hold my destiny in your hands. Father God, give me wisdom to know when, what, and how is coming against me. It's simply a distraction that will get me off course. Father God, help me to guard my lips and not get involved in battles that don't matter. In Jesus' name,